This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. It is now time for a little bit of combat pistol craft, and to get that, we go to Combat Speed LLC and the personage of one Super Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir. Afternoon, whatever time it is. It's afternoon in our time.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bell. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Very cool.
So, the other day I did this thing where I was talking about Jeff Cooper. And Jeff Cooper's advice is to, pick out that one gun that's going to be the gun, live with that gun, learn that gun, and do that gun, and that's your constant companion. I don't know at what point you might look at something and say, this could be so much better. But, you know, that was his recommendation at that time. And this past weekend, I went out and I shot three different handguns.
Right.
And that's the part where it gets interesting, because this is, I just wonder if this is hurting my ability to run a handgun or get really good with that one handgun, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it depends on, what you're defining as good. Your train of thought is absolutely correct. If you really want to be good by any measure, you should decide on which pistol, that feels the best in your hands, whether it's, both hands or the right or left hand. Of course, caliber is important. But if you want to really be good, let's say along the lines of becoming a pistolero, you're best to stick with one gun, learn it, and go from there. Now, in the position that I'm in, it's almost a requirement that I be able to shoot anything well. And that's fine. I work at it. I can. But when I measure my performance, with the guns that I run best, those being the 1911 or the Glock.
So, but you primarily, the Glock platform is what you normally carry, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, my everyday gun is a G45.
Now, running a Glock, if you're running a 5th-gen Glock, for example.
Correct.
Does that work with every 5th-gen Glock? Are you still in the position that you wish to be in with every 5th-gen Glock 9mm that's out there, just simply because of the 5th-gen quality of the
familiarity of the location and function of the controls? The only difference being my G26 is a Gen 4. That's
right.
Not a big deal. The one Glock that I actually have to work at shooting well is my Gen 5 G34 dot gun. I use the MOS setup,
right,
with the Trigicon SRO, and you know, what's unique about the slide mounted dock is the dock itself shows you every bit of movement in the gun. So it's an intuitive matter of learning how to stabilize the pistol well. And of course, trusting X amount of movement in the dock, you know, to hit where you want. But I will always be on the side of, you know, being able to shoot a dock gun well makes you that much better an iron sight shooter because of that simple fact.
Because you see how much you're, it's sort of like trying to make a laser stand still, isn't it?
Right. Well, the dot shows you every bit of movement in the gun, so therefore you have to intuitively figure out how to stabilize the gun enough. Well, the transfer of technology to iron sights is the simple fact that you are stabilizing the gun in the manner in which you would using a dot gun, but you can't see the movement in the gun with iron sights that you can see with the dot. But the iron sight gun is much more stable. You follow me?
I do.
But that's on the high end of the scale. You have to be really switched on and, you know, aware and attentive, and have the skill to even take advantage of that simple fact. But sticking with one gun is the way to go. I believe the saying is, beware of the man with one gun because he probably knows how to use it.
Right. I have heard that saying. The only problem is that with what I do, I'm going to, you know, I'm going to shoot other guns because I'm reviewing other guns. And
right.
I just wonder if this means that with the one gun that I have chosen to be the gun that I'm going to carry, does this mean that I spend extra time with this gun, practicing and training with that gun? Or is that the gun that I take when I'm going to the training class? Or
the simple fact of the matter is, you know, I understand your point about coming into contact, and it's part of your gig to review other guns and all that. But the solution to your proposed problem is the simple fact that, you know, as long as you can, you know, safely load it, unload it, and clear it, and fire it well and all that, what are you measuring? When you say good, what are you measuring yourself? You know, if I, for example, myself, I run my G45. It's my everything gun.
Right.
But I'm not going to shoot one of my Berettas for a day or two and hold myself to the same standard that I would for the G45. You see what I mean?
Well, see, I don't know if it's going to take most of the next segment for me to explain this, I think.
Okay.
I think simply because of that there's certain contextual things that I need to put out there. But okay. I will say this. In your... With what you do, for example.
What?
You have more time under the trigger, where I have more time. I may shoot about 1,000 rounds a month sometimes. It's somewhere between 500 and 1,000. So that's not right. Bad as far as range time. But right. A lot of those times, it's all spent reviewing other guns.
Right, correct.
Whereas with you, you're going out and you're teaching people and everything else. And that's where I think the issue may be coming up. But we're coming up on the first break. Dave Harrington. You can find Dave Harrington on his Facebook page, which is quite entertaining. Dave is quite the entertaining dude. He gets out there and he plays the guitar and he talks about pistol drills. And, I mean, he is quite the range. If you like that aesthetic, a sort of a Renaissance kind of guy, if you like that kind of aesthetic. And then, of course, CombatSpeed.com, that's his website. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And we're doing a little bit of a comparison, I guess. Because how many rounds do you think you fire a month if you're not training anybody? And you're not in convalescence?
Probably at least 2,000.
2,000.
About 500 a week.
500 a week.
I get into range. Well, I could probably up that a little bit. Normally I go to the range at least once a week. And that turns into about a 400 or 500 round workout.
Right.
So, you know, about at least 2K a month.
And that's when you're not training. Now, when you go out and you're on the road in a class, I know you're not shooting the whole time, but you do have to demonstrate probably.
Right. I shoot approximately half of the projected loadout for the class. For example, if it's a 2,000-round loadout, you know, 1,000 rounds a day, I will get into at least five, almost, you know, 1,000 rounds. An explanation and demonstration, and, of course, when I have the opportunity to fire the working exercise that the training participants are, I do that.
Sure.
Yeah, it's pretty much a whole part of the lead by example deal.
Right.
But then other times, based on what it is we're actually performing, I wind up having to cover down, direct traffic, so to speak, keep my finger on the pulse of everything.
Right.
You're correct in the fact that I don't shoot as much as the participants, but I do shoot quite a bit during a gig. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask, are you like your own range safety officer? Because I know Steve is.
Absolutely.
So you're the one going up and down the range and making sure everybody's good to go. So now... Yes, sir.
No, go ahead.
Well, so if you're doing half a loadout and that's per class, and then if you have four gigs during the month, then you're talking 4,000 rounds. You're letting go down range.
Well,
right?
6,000 with the added my own range time.
Right.
Because see, as part of a gig, depending on exactly what it is. The client wants me to accomplish, I structure the shoot plans for the gig, and I have to go to the range and rehearse my timelines for what it is I'm trying to, you know, or going to accomplish what I plan to accomplish.
Right.
And, of course, that's based on the number of people that are projected for the gig and all that. But so there is... you know, preparation and rehearsals for gigs as well. So, on average, I would say I shoot at least probably 6,000 to 8,000 rounds a month.
Right. So, see, this is where the you know, I'm going out. I mean, for me, it used to be if I might go to a class once a year, which is still about the same. And I would shoot, you know, I might shoot 500 rounds a month. And for that class, it would be either 750, 1,000, 1,500, depending on where I was going.
Right.
And so my round count is nowhere near what I think it should be. It's just what I have time to do, doing everything.
Right.
And then,
check this out, man.
Yes, sir.
May I interject?
Absolutely.
I highly recommend that you do not evaluate what you're accomplishing in respect to training and practice
right.
based on the amount of ammunition you're consuming.
Okay.
That's a fallacy right there. What's important is you know what the proper training focus is and the proper practice focus is. And then if you are going through, you know, large quantities of ammo, well, then that's what it takes. But I wouldn't evaluate your skill just based on the amount of ammunition you're consuming.
Right.
Because I can break down For example, as far as I'm concerned, the fact that I can go out to the berm and put in a workout for 400 or 500 rounds, that's a luxury. That's because I can afford to do it. There's nothing that says that if I only have 100 rounds an outing, I will structure my training and practice and get every bit of work I can out of that 100 rounds.
Sure.
You follow me?
I do.
It's really, the psychology is interesting.
Yeah.
In respect to how you, not only what you think, but how you think about, you know, skill and skill development and the measure of skill.
I can see that. I can see that. Now, one thing that I have done, whereas when I used to go, even when I was filming guns, I would just get out there and I would not apply anything I learned. I would just get out there and stick the gun out there, see how fast, you know, if I'm shooting steel, I'm judging by how many hits on the steel I'm hearing.
Right.
And, but I was filming for the sake of the gun being displayed. Now,
right,
every time I shoot, I sort of line up and go the way Steve taught it, which, and even though it was a red dot sight class, it was a completely different kind of philosophical outlook that he was showing, and all of the, it just works. So I have slowed a few things down, and I have tried to be a little more consistent, even with, you know, when I'm shooting to film a pistol.
But, right, very good.
I am trying to refine that, but I guess it just comes down to I don't have time to tell you what I want as far as carrying a gun. But I do have time to tell everybody how to find you. So, first things first, Dave has cultivated and is working on cultivating and continuing to cultivate his Facebook page. And his Facebook page is sort of a, it's not really a, I wouldn't call it a gun-oriented page. This is a page about a man. This is a page about a man and his life and the things that he does in his life. And he's got a couple of passions, and, you know, he likes cats, guitars, and training people how to shoot. I don't know if that's the proper order, even. That might not. He might like cats more than he likes training people how to shoot. I don't know. Of course, the website is combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President and presumptive 2020 Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden answering questions from reporters for the first time in nearly 3 months. The former Vice President was asked about his cognitive well-being.
Art, have you been tested for some degree of cognitive decline?
I've been testing. I'm constantly testing.
All I got to do is watch me, and I can hardly wait to compare my cognitive capability to the cognitive capability of the man I'm running against.
A protest is going on at the Texas State Capitol over the closure of bars due to coronavirus. Rallygoers say Governor Greg Abbott made the wrong decision last week when he issued the executive order. Bar owners are asking the state to open back up so they can make a living. And in Arizona, gym owners are filing suit against the governor after an executive order forced them to shut down yesterday. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court is rejecting bans of public money going to religious schools. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
In the 5-4 ruling, the court sided with parents who'd wanted to send their kids to a religious school under a Montana program that allowed for tax credits to private schools. However, that program had barred any government money to schools controlled by churches. Chief Justice John Roberts writing in his opinion that the Free Exercise Clause of the Constitution prevents religious observers from unequal treatment. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg writing in her dissent, the Free Exercise Clause has always been interpreted as what government cannot do with the individual, not in what individuals can exact from the government. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Barricades are coming down in Seattle's CHOP zone. The Seattle Times reports heavy equipment is being used to take them down from the Capitol Hill occupied protest zone. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking combat pistol craft with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. So now we get to go to the next part of this, because one thing I don't do, and I probably, the only time I do this is when I'm in a class. And I got the best at it when I was at Tactical Response taking their fighting pistol class, but I don't train that much from the draw, and not in a way to where I'm psyching myself up to think to myself, okay, I'm in a gunfight, you know? How important is that to get out there and try to get your head in your training to the degree to where you're, like, trying to stress yourself and move while precisely, at the same time, expeditiously?
Well, it's all a matter of mechanics. The better you know and understand what it is you're trying to accomplish, the easier it is to apply it. And in respect to, I just got back from a gig up in New Hampshire, right. And one of the points of interest that came up during the gig was the simple fact that, you know, marksmanship is a necessity. It's a parasitic relationship. It only stands to reason that the better marksman you are, the better combat marksman you should be. doesn't always work like that, because right. the bottom line is you need to possess the mental capacity to be able to think on your feet, multitask, process information rapidly. And I refer to that as what is your level of mental agility. There's so many moving parts, but what helps is, for example, if you have, let's say there's a specific gun handling task or an action that you would only perform if you were mentally working on your combat marksmanship related skills.
Right.
But you happen to be firing a marksmanship related exercise. So at the end of it, you don't follow through with the combat related task. Can I give you an example of what I'm talking about?
Please.
From a combat related standpoint, if you employ your pistol, then you top it off at first opportunity. Always.
Right.
Nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody knows what is going to be required of the next engagement to survive it. So the best thing to do is have a gun full of bullets. So, therefore, no matter what type of firing exercise I'm performing, whether it's a strict marksmanship exercise or a combat marksmanship related exercise, I should always top my pistol off when I'm done. Doesn't matter what I'm doing. And that reinforces the combat aspect of keeping my pistol fully loaded at all times. And I know that may sound like an oversimplification, but you would be surprised how many people are totally switched off to that.
Right.
And they'll just, you know, no matter what it is they're doing or how they're doing it, you know, they just shoot the gun empty and load it then. There's a gap. I would say there's a huge gap in understanding in respect to what being a good marksman is and what being a good combat marksman is. And, of course, I've defined that before. You know, marksmanship equals the ability of an individual to apply the principles of marksmanship to a firearm and produce an acceptable shot grip. Combat marksmanship equals the ability of an individual to deliver fast, accurate, and lethal fire on the enemy without hesitation in adverse conditions within the rules of engagement.
Right.
It's not the same thing. And you can see I guess the best way to describe it would be gunfighting in and of itself is a complicated task. You know, you're not afforded many mistakes at all, if any. So you better be on. It just depends on what your, you know, familiarization is and your understanding is. The current situation being what it is, there's a huge influx of people that want training because they know they're behind the power curve. You know, they're new gun owners.
Right.
And they're behind the power curve, but they have no concept of one, what it requires, and two, what it costs to train legitimately, with, you know, and have good guns and gear and, so that's the difficult part of it is when people get involved with guns, they really have no concept of what is possible outside of what they're allowed to do at their local range facilities or wherever they shoot. You see what I mean?
I do. I think most of the time when people get ready to train and they're like, all right, the round count that you need, 1,000 rounds. They're like, what? Because, you know, they buy 50 rounds at a box. Or if they really go crazy, they buy the 200-round white box or something of ammunition.
Exactly.
So when they look at that the first time, I think that might – do you think that puts them off? They're like, no way, I'm not going to spend that – shoot all them bullets in one day.
Right. it's I'm notorious for being known for running, you know, some of the higher count programs at Stanf, and that's fine. But what I know to be true is the truth is in the shooting itself. So if you're not pressing the trigger, you're not learning.
Right.
You know, I can explain and demonstrate until I'm blue in the teeth, but that's not doing you any good. You know, the issue is to, you know, lead by example, provide the example, and give you the opportunity to learn it and then practice it. And then when I feel you've got that down, we'll move to the next piece. It's amazing. I've had, you know, training participants come up to me at the end of a gig and ask me for a syllabus of the training that we did.
Right.
But it kind of blows my mind because, you know, I always put emphasis on, you know, people, you know, taking notes. And I even tell them that as part of the in-brief that the exercises that we're going to be firing are the exact, even though if you're unfamiliar with them, that's where the training piece comes in. If, you know, you take notes, these are the exact same types of exercises that you need to practice.
Let me get you to hold up right there. We're coming up on the last break of the hour, and we'll finish this off and fill in the blanks about combat pistolcraft for this week with Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95. 95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at SurvivalistCamps.com. That's SurvivalistCamps.com. Trust your family survival to SurvivalistCamps.com.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking to my man, Dave Harrington, who one of these days I'm going to get him to. He's going to show me how to do some things. But right now we're just talking about it. Now, are you seeing any of the new students? Have you gotten any of the new students coming across your Combat Speed LLC?
I'm actually going to start offering some entry-level programs at Guncraft in Ruskin, Florida, which is about 30 miles south of where I'm at in South Tampa. I've been leveraged pretty hard to do some training locally, and that's what I was asked to provide. So I've already put a program together for that. And I've already done, my rehearsals, reduced force rehearsals, and full force rehearsals. I'm ready to go. The first class is scheduled for July 21st and then the 23rd. And I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to run them probably at least once or twice a month here locally. But the program is specifically built for, by anybody's definition, the entry-level shooter. It's everything that I feel an entry-level participant should know and be able to do in respect to, not only gun handling, but, the legal aspects of gun handling tasks, selection of kit and equipment, the whole nine yards. If people have their own gear, they're welcome, to bring it, because there is a dry and live fire, proponent to the program. But the cool thing about it is if you don't even have any gear yet, that's acceptable too.
Right.
So I'm very interested to see how that's going to go. because I rarely get into training individuals at that level. Normally, I deal with more of the intermediate and advanced level shooters, I guess, by whatever, whoever's definition, you know, you're thinking about. But it's going to be interesting. I'm kind of excited about it, because that is, if you really think about it, it's probably the single, by choosing to work with entry level people, you actually have quite a bit of influence on what that person sees, thinks, and feels about firearms and how they want to go about learning firearms and, you know, actively participating in either the shooting sports or tactically oriented shooting, you know, that kind of thing.
I get it. I do. I think given the, I mean, especially for a, for a trainer like you, I think it would be sort of silly given how many new gun owners have come into the system to not pay that much attention to them and actually offer them something. Although, do you anticipate there being sort of a shock factor involved with them? Because you're used to dealing with some very serious individuals.
Right. Well, there's a learning curve. There's no doubt about that. Plus, I have, you know, my own unique perspectives in respect to training and practice that are strictly driven by my background and experience.
Right.
But I've never limited myself in two respects. One, as a professional trainer, it's not my job to limit someone's ability to learn. Two, there's a lot of people that think, you know, I'll have a tendency to do too much. And people inadvertently wind up getting it over their head. But that's all part of it. The, like, I'll give it to you from a special forces perspective, okay? I would rather have a team guy that can think on his feet, you know, multitask, has no problem sequencing tasks, has a requisite mental agility for active problem solving in real time. That's the kind of dude I want on the team. I can teach him how to shoot. That's not a problem. But for a lot of the advanced work that I do, the requirement is to think on your feet and multitask and, you know, solve problems in real time. And a lot of people aren't used to doing that. One, because they've never had an opportunity to do it. And two, because they've never been shown how to do it. You see what I mean?
I do.
So I never take, regardless of skill level, I never take a training participant for granted. Some of the most profound and pure observations and statements have been made by people that I know really know nothing. I was trying to explain to a dude, you know, relatively young dude, that in respect of practicing, he needed to, you know, just simply use his imagination. And he kind of screwed his face up a little bit, and he goes, you know what, Mr. Dave, I don't even know enough to have an imagination. And I was like, wow, man, that's a pretty cool observation on your part. And it's absolutely true. Based on your knowledge and experience, you may not have a clue how to go about training and conditioning yourself for the fight. So therefore, in my mind, I don't treat entry-level programs any different than I treat, you know, intermediate or advanced-level programs. I have the experience to balance the... And as a matter of fact, I just recently made a post on Facebook about the gig in New Hampshire. I had to bring my A-plus game to that gig simply because of the variance in skill levels and attendance.
Right.
I had to dig deep on all levels to ensure that everybody had a positive experience because it was such a diverse group of guys. And, it, you know, it worked out real well. But I guarantee you there are several dudes that have a totally new perspective on gunfighting and what gunfighting actually is.
Right.
And it requires of you. And so that's a, you know, it was a win-win for everybody.
Anyway, that's interesting. That's interesting. But we're about to run out of time. So what I would like to do is tell everybody how they can find you.
Dave Harrington on Facebook, combatspeed.com, and S. Dave Harrington on Instagram.
Oh, okay. I didn't. I've been missing Instagram. I'm sorry about that. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Coming up next, hour number two, and we're going to be joined by Eric Rebels. He is the guy that actually started Gun Sitters, which I had an idea. You know, I was joking about that. He went out and actually did it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Gungevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Gungevity for over 17 years, since before it was Gungevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Gungevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Gungevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Gungevity.